This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
March milk production was anything but bullish. Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter, talks with Lee Milkey about it on our Milky Monday, up next.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Matt, we're recording this segment before USDA issued its March cold storage report last week, but we did learn from last week's March milk production report that U.S. milk output grew for the 10th consecutive month and set a new monthly high. Is this as bearish as it sounds?
Lee, growing milk supplies certainly isn't a bullish thing. And then when you look at USDA's report, they also revised their estimate of milk cows higher, you know, on a report-to-report basis by 10,000 cows. Now, year over year, we're talking about 0.8% growth. So there's a lot more cows in the dairy herd that are going to keep making milk so long as they're there. So to your point, that is certainly a headwind for dairy markets, is the surplus of supply. Now, there were a few more subtle points in the report. One was that there was a downtick in milk production growth in the Southwest, and then additionally, milk production actually contracted in the Northeast. Both of those regions are parts of the country that have been impacted by processor-level supply management programs, so you are seeing it slow milk supply there. But in the rest of the country, not so much, and as you pointed out, the overall milk supply continues to grow at a pretty robust rate.
But the bottom line answer to all this really, Matt, is what happens to consumption. We're seeing restaurant trade coming back very strong.
Yeah, and prior to coronavirus, we consumed more cheese and butter when we went out to eat than when we did in home. So as we are seeing that resurgence in people traveling and people going to restaurants, it is a positive thing for overall dairy demand. Granted, just like when we went into this pandemic where we shut down some channels and then shifted it to retail, we're doing the reverse now where we're shifting out of retail and into food service and on that growing dairy demand. So that begs the question, can we grow dairy demand fast enough to keep up with supply? So far, the answer is yes. But as we move forward a couple months, it becomes a bit more murky.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
USDA has been actively working on public outreach with its various conservation and climate-related programs.
We've established a Federal Registry notice with a series of questions that we've asked folks to comment on. We've had a series of meetings with groups, commodity groups, and farm organizations and others to get their input to figure out how we ought to be structuring our efforts on conservation, on climate, on 30 by 30.
That was Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
I can assure you there's no intention to have a land grab. There's no intention to take something away from folks. It's really designed to figure out creative and innovative ways to encourage folks to participate in what I think many farmers and ranchers are already doing and may very well be inclined to do more if the right set of incentives are in place.
He says climate mitigation efforts pose opportunities.
All of that is part of a desire to move agriculture in the right direction as it relates to climate and also to create new opportunities, new revenue streams for farmers as a result.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Coming up tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we'll hear about reducing methane production with Dr. Frank Mitlohner, professor and air quality extension specialist with the Department of Animal Science at UC Davis. And a reminder, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1 Central Time, the PDPW Dairy Signal provides the latest resources and strategies, and that's at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.